case number 10,540, Philadelphia Pentecostal Church, east of Road 213, north of Pentecostal Street, being Lot 2 within Northwood Acres Development, a special exception for a homeless shelter.
Good evening. Name and address.
Bishop Major Foster, Amen, 13724 Old State Road, Allendale, Delaware.
And your last name is spelled?
Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
And ma'am, will you be testifying?
Major. Major Foster, yeah.
Will you be testifying?
Yeah.
Your name and address, please.
Vonda Deputy Smith, 3 Nelson Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
All right. All right, we need some paperwork and we're ready to go. What we would like to do is, we have one shelter home there now across the street, but we want to build another shelter home. The shelter home now that we have now is house young ladies that's on substance abuse and there now, and they're co-committed. So the court had to commit them in. So it was our old shelter home that we had before where we took in men's and women's off the street and bring them in, kept them for 30 days, kept them for a little longer, amen, and get them back in the sand. So now what we need to do, we want to do, is be bought another lot. This lot here that I'm talking now is adjacent to the lot that I have now as a shelter home. So we would like to put up another shelter home to house people off the street. We have a lot of calls coming in for men's and women's that have nowhere to live, and I would like to put up another building there. We just gave you a kind of outline of the building. The lot is 100 feet wide and is 150 feet long. We just gave you estimated a building we want to put in that home.
How many people be living in that home?
Pardon me?
How many people be living in that home?
Oh, it'd be probably, we're looking at, this is the other one we're looking at.
New one?
Yes, a new one.
The new one, about 40.
40 people in the new one. And you got how many in the old one?
30.
30. They stay for 30 days?
Some of them will be. Some will be a 30-day, some will be a 60-day, some will be probably 90 days, and then some will be 2 years. It's going to be like a transition home.
Okay.
Okay. About on-site staff people?
Both staff be staff.
How many would there be in the home you're proposing this evening? The
staff we'll have.
Staff. Right.
Yeah, we have, right now, the one we have three on shift. And that's three on shift, three on the morning shift, three on the evening shift. And that's counting like counselors and whatnot. So it's about 12.
12.
About 12.
24 hours, two people per shift, first, second, and third shift, and then weekend staff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will this be a single-story dwelling?
Some single storage.
Single story?
Yeah, single storage.
It would consist of total living quarters?
Pardon me?
It would consist of total living quarters with a kitchen and everything.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So is it a dorm like, or do each person have his own room?
They only have their own room. Like the 30 days, they would be in a room that have four beds in there, on bunk beds in there. The studio apartment would be like, amen, a family in there, maybe a man and a wife and a child. The two bedrooms would be for a whole family with and children, and that's what it is going to be like.
That's good.
Your shelter. showing parking spaces or 8 parking spaces, is that correct?
Yes, it's probably, I think it's 8, let me see, maybe it's probably 8 parking spaces for staff. The peoples there will not have cars, probably. Most of the shelter men I have don't have cars, they don't have a car. If they're homeless, most of them don't have cars. So that's staff, most of we want for staff.
Okay.
We do have enough land to put more if we need that. Because the right-of-way between the two shelters home is a 50-foot right-of-way. It's a right-of-way, so it's road going between the two shelter home. It's a 50-foot right-of-way. So what we've been using, this is about using about 30 feet of that road so people are parking on the side of that road too. That road is a 50-foot right-of-way going all the way back down between the two shelter homes.
Maybe I missed it, but how long have you been operating the other shelter?
Oh, what is about 12, 14, more than that, years. This new shelter been going, how long we been there? We've been there,
More than 10.
About 20-some years. Yes, about 20-some years we've been there.
Good.
Yeah. We started there in 74, it was the church, and we moved to the next building, and then when we moved from that was in 94, we moved from there, we moved the church across the road, turned the old church into the shelter home, and remodeled it. So 1984, something like that, when we had that.
April.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
Susan?
Mr. Edson? That's it.
Susan, does this require site plan approval or anything from P&Z? No?
Yes.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
The whole church.
Okay. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 12. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Not now.
Jerry, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties, so I make a motion that we approve case number 10,540.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,540. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Have a nice evening.
You too, sir.